You are listening to Wynn Tucson, and I'm Kathleen Wynn, and this is our Wednesday edition. And on Wednesdays, for the foreseeable future, we're going to be doing China Watch. The CCP and the Chinese government have taken great interest into the activities of U.S. citizens. They are impacting our everyday lives, and I think it's important that we inform you about what's happening here. And I've invited Nicole Tsai from NFSC, the new federal state of China, to join us again. And Nicole, welcome to Wynn Tucson this morning.
Good morning, Kathleen. This is Nicole. So happy to join you again. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, exactly. So leading into the show, someone else was promoting that TikTok is a weapon of mass destruction. I think TikTok is a spy app. And what I want to know is, why are Democrats still fighting to keep it? And so we'll start there. Why don't we start there?
Yes, so that's a great question. We know while President Trump was in the White House, he issued an executive order banning TikTok from operating on the U.S. soil because there was a report coming out about TikTok's parent company, ByteDance. It's actually owned by the CCP, and anything that the CCP want to operate in this country has an ulterior motive, that is to steal America, to spread its own propaganda and penetrate into young Americans' mind, because America's future is the young people. If we lose our younger generation, we're losing this country. And TikTok is so popular among the young millennials and the Gen Z people. But if you look at the contents, I mean, nothing meaningful. As a Chinese American, I would love, you know, to see some content talking about, you know, making people feel they learned something helpful, like, you know, the real history about America, about the revolution, about the founding father. But if you look at the TikTok, it's really a bunch of, like, it doesn't add value to broad and enrich one's mind. And most importantly, it's a spyware. They have a very meticulously designed spyware that is going to steal the consumer data, and they will come up with the content to corrupt and to penetrate into young American people's mind. So I don't understand why on earth are some people want to keep TikTok on the U.S. soil. Well, it's all about money. And Kathleen, you and I, we talk about what enabled the CCP to penetrate and to weaponize this country on so many levels. It's the money. People have, they don't have a long-term view about what is the best for this country. People are looking for the short-term gains, and that's why some big law firm and big lobbying firm in Washington, D.C., they're benefiting from keeping TikTok on the U.S. soil. And there was an article published by the Washington Examiner.
Yes, yes.
They talk about who are the lobbyists for TikTok. And so I'm going to pause here, and I would like to hear your thoughts before I go into the details of who are the American proxies working on behalf of the TikTok.
I want to get to that, too. I just want to remind people that it was just less than a week ago that TikTok CEO Xu Chu Zi testified before our United States Congress, and the Energy and Commerce Committee, revealing that Chinese Communist Party has access to all the data, like you mentioned, and when specifically asked about whether or not they were spying, if that was the right way to describe it, he never gave a direct answer. So, to underline your point, we are allowing the CCP and their gathering of data. We get upset about this when it's American companies, but somehow a foreign entity, a foreign government, is doing this, and we're giving a blind eye and a wink and a pass to this. So please continue with what you were saying on who's lobbying on behalf of TikTok.
Yes, absolutely. So before we go into who are the American lobbyists fighting so hard to keep TikTok on the U.S. soil, let's not forget that while the TikTok CEO was testifying in the Congress, Washington Post actually accepted a big amount of money from the CCP, and they did a wraparound newspaper ad to promote TikTok. And they also published an opinion piece also in the Washington Post defending why it is so wrong to keep TikTok outside of America. These are all Americans, or I think that opinion writer was a British journalist, but Washington Post accepted the opinion piece. Washington Post would never ever accept an opinion piece written by me talking about how the CCP has weaponized this government agencies like the DOJ, the FBI. They don't take our opinion piece, and they never reach out to us about our opinion, but they took the CCP's money. So, Kathleen, this country's mainstream media have already become the CCP's propaganda. Now let's talk about who are lobbying on behalf of the TikTok. So according to an article, investigative article, published by the Washington Examiner on July 31st, 2022, it talked about there were former members of the Congress from both sides of the aisle and numerous former congressional staffers, and they are working on behalf of the TikTok. And two prominent senators' names popped up, and his name is Trent Lott. One is he's a former U.S. senator,
right,
and also another former U.S. senator, John Briggs. I don't know if I pronounce his name correctly. And so they are the big TikTok lobbyist, and the firm is called Crossroads Strategies. And so TikTok has also hired a big U.S. law firm called K&L Gates Law Firm, and so these law firms actually working on behalf of the TikTok and trying to legitimize its presence and business as usual on the U.S. soil. So let's not forget that the CCP, they don't have to do the dirty work on their own, because probably they don't speak English, they don't know the system, they don't know how to work with the congressional staff. But the American proxies who have been paid by the CCP, they know how the system works. They're the actors on behalf of the CCP. So they have been weaponized by the CCP. All for what? For the personal gain, because CCP pays them big money. And so that's how we're losing this country. So the former U.S. President Abraham Lincoln once said that nations do not die from invasion. They die from internal rottenness. So this is the reason why this country is in deep trouble, because we got American proxies who are acting like the CCP's agents.
Well, it's even more corrupt than that, because I think we know that the president of our country right now got huge payoffs and is carrying out a mission that is against the American people. We are talking to Nicole Tsai from the new federal state of China, the NFSC. This is Kathleen Wynn. You're listening to Wynn Tucson. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue this conversation, the influence of the CCP in America. Welcome back to Wynn Tucson on this Wednesday. We are talking about China. China Watch is our name for Wednesday, when we're going to be discussing how the CCP is influencing our citizens and the cost to our country. Nicole, and I'm joined by Nicole Tsai from NFSC. Nicole, the money, the corruption, we clearly, for the most part in Congress, have seen a breakdown between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans are for banning this TikTok app. Democrats seem not to be. But the lobbyists, the media, there is so much invested in protecting TikTok, an app. And the greater concern goes that several years ago, our military banned this app because it was revealing where military members were when they were deployed, in their families. It was creating vulnerabilities for our military. For that reason alone, shouldn't we ban this app?
Absolutely. And This country's relationship with the Communist China is never reciprocal. Have you ever seen any American app being widely used in Communist China? None of it, okay? And the Chinese people inside China, they don't even have access to your radio show, to the English website in this country, because the CCP used the internet firewall to block the Chinese people from the access to the freedom of information in this country. And yet, the CCP's app, they have total freedom to operate in this country, collecting intelligence, collecting information about the American people. And I mean, they're buying the farmland near the military installation. And the people, the policy makers, they haven't banned the CCP from buying the farmland near the military installation. And also, I want to talk about the money. And
yes,
it's
please.
All about the money. According to the investigative report by the Washington Examiner, the same article that I just talked about, the CCP's TikTok spent $550,000 lobbying fees in 2019, $3.92 million in 2020, and $6.54 million in 2021. And so for the 2022, it's $3.58 million, and that is for the first half of the 2022. And I'm sure they have doubled or tripled the amount they have spent on the American proxies or lobbyists this year, because they're fighting a big battle here. And that's why they use the Washington Post to publish the opinion article defending the TikTok's business on the U.S. soil.
Nicole, when they were defending TikTok, what was their defense? What were they saying? I mean, what is the importance of people? I've watched some of the TikTok films. There seems to be no really redeemable social value, except it's entertaining, but not for everybody. Why do we have to have TikTok, and why do we allow a foreign government to collect our data? Can you explain that?
I think, you know, it's all about money. Someone must be taking a lot of the money from the CCP, and it's just for their personal gain that they want to keep the TikTok in this country, because, you know, it's all about selling out this country to benefit one's personal pocket. And so this is the reason why the CCP has weaponized this country, by buying up a small number of people to sell out the national interest. So we need to ban TikTok. And if we want to have a normal business and trade relationship with the Communist China, why not let the American apps to operate in China? Because it has never been reciprocal. The CCP has
good,
the total
great.
Freedom to take down this country. I mean, they can buy farmland. Can American people buy farmland in China near CCP's PLA military installation? No. Can you operate a social media app in China to tell the Chinese people about American value? No. So why we're allowing the CCP's spyware to operate in this country? And I've also seen some reports coming out that, you know, there are even like people organized, some American face, like holding the posters and the banners in Washington, D.C., defending, saying, we need TikTok. It's like, I cannot leave without TikTok. I mean, it's all props.
Well, and it's
all paid for by the CCP.
Right. It's addictive. And they've done exactly what they want to do. They want to get as many people on the app and have them do that. Nicole, can we take a call? We have a caller who wants to tell us a quick TikTok story. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Bunker, welcome to Win Tucson.
Hi. Hello, ladies. I have a TikTok story. My TikTok story is that if you were to Google me, you would find that I have a TikTok site. Now, the interesting thing is I don't have a computer. I've never registered or asked for a TikTok site. How in the world is it possible that TikTok can use my name in that manner?
It's a great question. So, Nicole, I think they actually target people that don't have presence on the internet and use, they create ghost sites. I think that's the best way to explain that. Do you want to, please continue, Nicole?
Yeah, so that's a great question. You know, TikTok, they have used the technology, which is a forced technology transfer from the American big tech, to allow them to come up with a very sophisticated algorithm, and they're trying to target American people, as many as possible, so that they can map out your American people's psychographic, how you think, how you behave, what are the sites you're visiting, because it's basically tracking you down, and they'll come up with the relevant so-called content to capitalize on your on the human weakness, and then they will lead you to something. Eventually, they want to shape up this country's public opinion through the funny videos and content. So this is like a very well-developed propaganda scheme. And but American people are, I think most people are sleeping. They think, oh, it's funny, and I can post anything I want. But you don't know that you are giving up your most precious, most important value about your privacy, how you think, and all this data have been controlled by the CCP. And also, let's remember, next year is the election year. The CCP want to have their own app so that they can interfere with the U.S. Presidential election, yes, and elections at all levels.
Well, and I want to just say to the gentleman that called, the app is controlled by the Chinese. So if you want to take it down, or you don't want to have that platform anymore because you didn't even start it, how and do we have any control over this app that we're allowing in our country? It seems to me that the lobbyists and those advocating for it and the media are protecting TikTok as they have protected. Look at the spy balloon. Look at the nonsense that's gone on in our country in the last few months as it relates to China. And no one is really taking on the CCP.
Can I put a point up there?
Sure.
You know, it's very interesting that apparently they can hijack a person's name. Now, as I understand it, our laws, any form of hijacking is illegal and is prosecutable.
And Bunker, go ahead, Nicole.
So that, you know, I'm so glad you got, you know, people calling in to express their concerns. So I would encourage, you know, people, call your congressman, call your senator, express your concern, because these elected officials are supposed to protect us, to protect we the people, protect our data, our privacy. If we're being tracked and hopped down by a foreign a dictatorship, we should let our congressman know. And I think that I'm just so thankful that you know, Kathleen, you have a radio show, and there's so many patriots who have their own platform where the people can express our concern, because Washington Post and New York Times and Wall Street Journal, all these big mainstream media, they don't care about our voice. So I'm very thankful for having me here. And so besides the spy balloon, buying the farmland, the CCP has also weaponized the DOJ, the FBI. I mean, you heard about the J6 people. You heard about the imminent President Trump indictment by the Manhattan DA, and all the wrong things that have been done to the Trump ally, to we the people, and to the parents, the moms and dads who just want to protect their own kids, and now they're being characterized as a terrorist. And, you know, the FBI is using the counterterrorism measures to fight the moms and dads who are supposed to protect their own kids. Now they arrest Mr. Mao Guo, and the Southern District of New York, they denied the bail for Mr. Mao Guo while they're letting out the illegal immigrants who have committed a series of crimes like killing people. These criminals were let out and roaming the streets, but they put Mao Guo behind the bar. They put the J6 people behind the bar. This is insane.
Nicole, so we are going to come back. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about both of those things. I'm hoping you can stay with me after this break. And I also just want to say that we have to wake up as American people and be aware of what we're in charge of, what we have control over, and what we don't, where we should. We're talking to Nicole Tsai. You're listening to Wynn Tucson. I'm Kathleen Wynn. When we come back, we'll talk about COVID and the update on Miles Guo. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Wynn Tucson. I'm Kathleen Wynn. We are talking about the effect of the CCP in this country. And Nicole, I'd like to pivot to COVID if we could. I think it's pretty obvious that this was a weapon used against American people, American lives. COVID was, by all accounts now, I think it's become pretty apparent, was created in a lab, actually funded by Dr. Fauci at some point. And Miles Guo actually warned people in this country back as early as 2017. I want to underline this because we need to wake up. we can't follow every theory. We can't follow everything that we hear. However, there was credible evidence. And then the media, our own politicians, we were lied to. And it resulted in hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people dying in this country, at least a million. So what do we get to hold China accountable for unleashing a bioweapon into this country? Is that something that we as Americans should be challenging China? You know, if there's a death that's caused because of someone's malfeasance, in this country, we get to sue. It's part of our legal system. If you create drugs or you cigarettes, there were things that have been created that were products that caused harm or death to our citizens, and we have lawsuits. How do we hold China accountable for releasing this disease worldwide and specifically in America?
Great question, Kathleen. Let's not forget how the COVID-19, also known as CCP virus, that's the name Mr. Miles Guo gave to this COVID-19. It's a CCP virus. It came from the bioweapon lab in Wuhan. So days before, FBI sent more than 100 agents who raided Mr. Miles Guo's home in New York and took him to court and jailed him. Mr. Miles Guo dropped a bombshell on Fauci, and because he got the exclusive intel that Fauci had an intimate personal relationship with a Chinese woman who was 40 years younger than him, and that woman happens to be the director general of the bioweapon lab in Wuhan, who got millions of dollars from Fauci. And so Mr. Miles Guo, when he was dropping this bombshell, he was calling for an investigation into Fauci's personal relationship with the bioweapon lab Wuhan general director. But there's no, we haven't heard any congressional leaders coming out to say they will investigate into the relationship, but Mr. Miles Guo is behind the bars. So Mr. Miles Guo is the first person who tipped off the FBI back in 2017 about the CCP's plan to come up with a bioweapon to destroy, to take down America, because the CCP wants to take over America as a global power. And the CCP wants to destroy the world's, the leader of the free world, so that it itself can become a dictator of the entire world. So back in 2017, Mr. Miles Guo tipped off the FBI and told them about the CCP's plan known as a 13579 plan. And one stands for one bioweapon, and three stands for 3 years in the making or the development of a deadly virus, also known as the CCP virus, the COVID-19. And five, meaning that this virus, once it's spread out, it will be infected for 5 years, you know, derailing the public health and economy. And seven means taking down seven countries, and that's a five-eye country, plus India and Japan. And nine means that there will be a vaccine coming out within 9 months period of time to further deteriorate the economy. So Mr. Mosgoor's prediction had all become a sad tragedy today. Yet this person, he could have saved millions of American people's lives had the corrupt FBI and the U.S. government agencies acted upon Mr. Mosgoor's intel, so that we don't have to lose over 1 million American people's lives to the COVID, and millions of people, American people in this country, they don't have to lose their job to be forced to make a hard choice between either keeping their job or getting jabbed by the vaccine.
And the jab.
So Mr. Mosgoor is a victim of a weaponized DOJ and FBI. And so this is the reason why he got arrested. And this is the reason why the corrupt Southern District of New York refused the bail request for Mr. Miles. And it's the same federal prosecutor who let go the FTX co-founder and, you know, let that guy walk free, but they kept Mr. Mosgoor behind the bars.
So Nicole?
So that is a two-tiered justice system.
Nicole? I want to go back because you just said a lot, okay? And I just want to underline something. So what you're saying is the judge who received a bail request for Miles Guo denied it, but the gentleman, the FTX gentleman who cheated people out of billions of dollars, was released on no bail? Is that what you're telling us? Or a lower bail? Or was it at least...
Yeah, so Sam Bankman-Fried, he's the founder of the FTX... And
Bitcoin.
He did a fraud, $32 billion on the investors.
Right.
Okay. And he also attempted to flee. But the same prosecutor who's sitting upon Mr. Mosgoor's case, he let Bankman-Fried to be bailed out with a smaller amount. But the same prosecutor declined Mr. Mosgoor's a bail. And what's the excuse? He said Mr. Mosgoor will pose a threat to the community. Come on, in New York City, there's so many criminals walking free in the street, and they're the ones who are posing the threat.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also said, oh, there might be a flight risk. You know, who the hell that, you know, he came up with this nonsense. Will Mr. Mosgoor go back to communist China to receive the capital punishment? Where is he going to fly to? So this is a pure double standard. And Kathleen, we just did some research about the prosecutors and the investigators from the SEC and the DOJ, the FBI, and guess what? Almost every prosecutor and investigator had a CCP money tie. For example,
Nicole.
Yeah.
What you're saying is really important. Two things. If you're on speaker, I'm going to ask you to go off speaker. But secondarily, I want you to slow down just a little because you know all this. I want my listeners to be able to hear what you're saying, because what you're saying is new information and it's critically important. So these prosecutors, you're saying, have ties. So our U.S. prosecutors have ties to the CCP. So go from there. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. So we did a research about the background of the federal prosecutor and investigator from the SEC, from the DOJ. So I'm going to name the name, okay?
Sure.
So the assistant U.S. attorney, Juliana Murray, she is the lead prosecutor of Mosgoor's case. And she used to work for Davis and Polk, which is a huge U.S. law firm, had business in China. So Davis Polk is a U.S. law firm with huge business in communist China, and they support the CCP's crackdown on the Hong Kong student freedom movement. And you can look it up. And also, there's a guy by the name of the Southern District of New York prosecutor, Mika Ferguson. He used to work at Skadden. This is another big law firm who have represented the CCP kleptocrats, the Soho China owned by Pan Shiyi, a CCP top, you know, cadre. And Cai Xing, the editor-in-chief of the CCP's chief propaganda magazine, Cai Xing, that woman's name is Hu Shili. So this law firm, Skanton, represent the CCP kleptocrats suing Mr. Mao Zedong back in 2017. And now the lawyers and partners coming from this same very law firm are prosecuting Mr. Mao Zedong. And they are the Southern District of New York prosecutor, and also the SEC civil case prosecutor, Daniel Loss. He also worked for Davis Polk. That is an American law firm with big business in China. And also Luke Despin's own lawyer. Luke Despin is a DOJ appointed trustee sitting over Mr. Mao's Gore's case. And his employer, Paul Hastings, had helped the CCP government issuing the bond and helping the CCP's state-owned enterprises to get funding, private, equity. So Luke Destin's, you know, he is a DOJ-appointed trustee, and he came from a big law firm that is relying on CCP to do business.
Okay.
And Luke Destin's own lawyer is Greg Andre. He's a partner at Davis and Polk. So, you know, we're going to publish a map showing the connections. Who are the federal prosecutors? Who are the investigators who handles this Mao Zedong case? And we will map out, you know, their money ties, their financial incentives with the CCP kleptocrats.
And so we have to take a short break, and we come back. I want to unpack everything you just said. You just told us a mouthful, and it's this is kind of like an epic time centerfold. We're going to need to see this map of all the corruption that is happening, because clearly those that are prosecuting have a self-interest and a bias, and clearly a conflict of interest, and yet they're being put in this position to attack Miles Guo. I'm Kathleen Wynn. You're listening to Wynn Tucson on 10:30 a.m. The Voice, trusted local news and talk. We will be back with Nicole Tsai, China Watch, right after this. Welcome back to Wynn Tucson. We are talking to Nicole Tsai. She is part of the new federal state of China. There are those that are in this country, Chinese Americans, that understand that the Chinese people are not the problem, but the CCP, those that are in charge, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, are making a concerted effort to destroy our next generation, to control our lands, to control our drugs, to control the flow of drugs into this country, and to fund those that are trying to destroy our American way of life. One very strong voice against the CCP is Miles Guo. Nicole, let's pick up there.
Yes, so Mr. Miles Guo is CCP enemy number one. He could have saved millions of American people's life had the FBI and U.S. federal government agencies acted on the exclusive intel that Mr. Mao Zedong gave to them about the COVID, the vaccine, everything, and about the CCP's unrestricted warfare against the U.S. The CCP has a very clear plan. They do not want American people to have a good life, and they want to take over, and they want to take down America. So, and this is how the CCP has weaponized the U.S. justice system. And there are hundreds of American law firms doing business in China. And CCP, Communist China, has no laws. It's a lawless regime. So how are the American top law firm practicing law in a lawless regime? Well, they go to Communist China not to practice law, not to bring the rule of law to the Chinese people, not to even defend the Chinese people's legal rights. They're there to help the CCP to get rich. That's why you got so many, the CCP state-owned and the military-owned companies go public in America's capital markets. The Wall Street, the American law firm, are the biggest beneficiary of the CCP. And so that's the law firms got rich because they helped the CCP to obtain financial resources and capital markets. And now these lawyers become so successful, they got picked to be the federal judge, to be the U.S. attorneys working for the government, to be the U.S. Government investors. Now they're sitting on Mao Zedong's case. Now they're helping the CCP to destroy Mr. Mao Zedong in America's court system, in America's justice system. So just now I mentioned some names, you know.
Yes.
Mr. Mao Zedong is right now behind the bar. And the federal prosecutor, Damian Williams, he denied the bail request for Mao Zedong. And guess who did Damian Williams, who was his former employer before he became the federal prosecutor? It's Paul West. Paul West is among the very first American law firms going to the communist China to help the CCP to get rich, to get money, so that the CCP have the economical muscle and know-how to destroy the American way of life. And also the Southern District of New York prosecutor, Mika Ferguson, Google him, look it up. He used to work at the Skadden, a law firm. They used they represented the CCP kleptocrats suing Mr. Mao Zedong back in 2017. And now he became the lead prosecutor from the Southern District of New York trying to destroy Mr. Mao Zedong. And the SEC destroyed the GTV because the GTV is, is a free media platform that spreads the truth. And it is also reported that GTV is among the first media platform that, reported the content from the Hunter Biden laptop. And now SEC destroyed the GTV. And
what did the SEC do to destroy the GTV? Explain that to the listener.
So that is the so-called $1 billion fraud without a victim. The SEC published a press release about why about the charges they pressed against Mr. Mao Zedong.
Right.
And the SEC said Mr. Mao Zedong frauded 5,500 investors on GTV investment. But you know what? There's no victim. Nobody is a victim of Mr. Mao Zedong. We are the GTV investors, and we are the victims of the weaponized SEC, the DOJ, and the FBI. And in that 38 pages indictment, the DOJ and the SEC cannot even produce one single victim's name because we are the victims, and we are rallying support for justice for Mao Zedong. And it's the GTV investors who are putting the bond, who are raising the money to get Mr. Mao Zedong out of the jail.
So Nicole,
this is ridiculous. This there's no case here. It's a case without a victim.
Nicole, and I know you are so passionate about this. I want to make sure that people understand. So there's 38 pages of charges about money laundering and misappropriation of funds and all these charges, okay? But in fact, there's no one that stepped forward. There is no victim. And you say you're the victims, but you're really not the victims. You are people that have worked with Miles Guo that are supporting his efforts, but there are no victims. There legitimately are no victims. And the judge in this case seems sympathetic to Mr. Guo, to Miles Guo. But does the Department of Justice, do they have to produce victims? Because they've made charges. Anybody can make charges in this country, apparently, against anybody. It happens every day. It's happened to our former president. What do they have to do to set this aside? And the money that you're raising, will it help you get Miles Guo out of jail?
Well, this is a political witch hunt because there's no victim.
Correct.
And it's a $1 billion fraud case without a single victim. And all the so-called victims, we are demanding justice for miles. We're demanding freedom for miles. And we're demanding Jim Jordan, Kevin McCarthy, the Congress to start an immediate investigation into the real fraud. The real fraud is the SEC. The real fraud is the corrupt and weaponized DOJ, FBI, and SEC.
And, you know, Miles started with he started fighting for Hong Kong back when this originally started. He has stood up for the people that are being oppressed, and they are, this is their plan, and it is billions and millions and billions of dollars have flowed into this country, and it's clear that you can see who's defending the CCP and who's going against the CCP. And American people are just pawns in this right now. And we don't know who Miles Guo is. We're getting to know who he is. We're getting to understand what he's standing for. But if this can happen to him, it can happen to anybody. And they're saying that he was arrested on 11 counts of fraud and money laundering, but yet all their information, which I think is critically important, came from the CCP. So how is it that the CCP is allowed to use our American courts to prosecute someone from their country who has taken asylum in our country? Why is this going in a U.S. court? Why are we even dealing with this here? Can you answer that?
It's the money buying the influence, money buying the American traitors and the sellout. These people, they got enriched by the CCP, so their incentive is to keep the CCP in power. So these American sellout has the greatest incentive to destroy Mr. Miles Guo, CCP enemy number one, and also a great hero for the Chinese people, and also a great person who could have saved millions of American people's life. So the real enemy of this country is the sellout. It's the people who have been selling out the national interest of this great republic to the CCP. They're doing trade and business. They're in bed with the Satan, with the real evil regime. And so we need to wake up, you know, each and every American people, wake up. This is another American revolution against a evil regime. And they're in bed with the sellout and American proxies who hold important positions inside the government agencies. So this is a wake-up call, should be a wake-up call to all of us. If this can happen to Miles Guo, it can happen to each and every American citizen.
Nicole, I want to thank you again for your time, for educating my listeners. We will continue to focus on this. We will say prayers for Miles. And thank you for your time today and explaining what's going on. Tomorrow we're going to talk about some exciting news here for Bustos Media and some other great surprises. I'm Kathleen Wynn. Go out and make it a great day.